The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. It's wonderful to know, as New Testament Christians, we are on the winning team. There's no way, short of apostasy itself, that a Christian can lose. In every way, Christ has already gotten the victory for us, and we're now to live out this victory in our lives as we trust Him day by day. 1 John 5:4 says, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Christ conquered sin, death, and the grave, and consequently He has delivered all, as we read in Hebrews 2:15, He has delivered all who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, according to John 10:10. We have been translated, we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, Colossians 1:13. Jesus declared in Matthew 16:18 that the gates of hell would not prevail against His church. We're on the victory team. Yes, we are. Greater is He that is in you, within you, than he that is in the world, according to 1 John 4:4. We're now reigning with Christ, as He's the Lord of our very lives. All things are subservient to us, or at least they should serve us, according to 1 Corinthians 3, verses 21 through 23, where Paul says, "For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God. Even death itself is our servant." Paul says in Romans 8:28, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Yes, even bad things can work together for our good if we trust the Lord. We shouldn't look upon ourselves as victims of any circumstance. Everything is a challenge to be faced with the purpose of accomplishing the glory of God in it. As Paul says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's Romans 8, verses 36 through 39. Paul concluded in 1 Corinthians 15:57 and 28, after talking about the resurrection, "But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Oh, what a wonderful statement, what a wonderful section of scriptures. We are on the winning team. We are on the winning side. Too many times we are whining wimps today. We wring our hands and we say, "Look what the world's coming to." How unlike the early church. They didn't say, "Look what the world is coming to," but they said, "Look what the world has come to,